Hello.
We are fifth grade students from Basalt Middle School, here to tell you how to stay fit, active, and healthy.
The word snacked often causes a person to think about potato chips and pretzels, not necessarily the most healthy food choices. There's also an idea that comes from this same thought, which it is not good to eat between meals. The reality is that these two thoughts are not necessarily accurate. The right snack at the right time is what is important.
Having a snack in the morning and the late afternoons, such as after school or shortly before bed, can be good snacking times. It can replenish energy and keep a person going until the next meal comes along. Of course, certain guidelines should be followed. The snack should be healthy. The snack shouldn't be so large that it ruins the next meal. No one should ever eat just because it's snack time. Only if one is truly hungry. Healthy snacks are meant for giving energy and nutrients.
The bad reputation of snacking comes from the poor choices people often make, cookies, chips. Snacks are positive when the chosen foods are nutritious. This means low sugar, low fat, and high in nutrients. The opposite kinds of food are not satisfying for long. The quality of the snack is important to good health. Instead of potato chips with lots of calories and fats, fruits, whole grain foods, yogurt, vegetables, or cheese are healthy alternatives. In addition to the choice of food, the choice of beverages is significant. Water or low-fat milk are absolutely better choices than soda or sugary drinks.
Every child's situation is different. It is therefore important that each family plan accordingly. Some children eat lunch really early. Some children eat lunch a little later. Some children stay late after school for childcare reasons or for sports and various activities. Time of a schedule needs to be based on an individual's schedule.
When deciding on healthy food options, it is helpful to include the child. Look at the labels for items low in sugar, fat, and salt. Snacks are best eaten in the kitchen. In other parts of the home, mindless munching can occur, especially in front of the TV.
Snacks don't have to be boring. They can be fun, too. Some examples are the good old ants on a log, fruit kebabs, or egg boats. Other ideas include funny fruit faces, words out of pretzel sticks, and towers out of whole grain crackers. Cookie cutters can be used to make shapes out of low-fat cheese, too. Even water can be fun. There are funny ice cube-shaped trays available. Crazy straws can make water more fun. Sometimes a dash of lemon adds a little extra taste, too. Frozen fruit bars, frozen yogurt, and fat-free puddings offer sweet and healthy choices. Older kids might have fun just having the chance to actually prepare a snack.
Sometimes snacks need to be fast. A child who is old enough to come home may benefit from an easy-to-reach healthy snack. Cutting up veggies ahead of time makes them easier to reach for later. Trail mix, granola bars, cereal bars, string cheese, yogurt sticks, and dried fruits are all options for snacks on the go. It should take more time to eat the snack than to make it.
Almost everyone has grabbed a cookie, candy, or chips for a quick snack. Once in a while, that's okay. However, when possible, there are other better choices out there. Healthy snack choices help to contribute to a healthy lifestyle.
This has been a collaboration between Basalt Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.